Hello, brothers and sisters. Hope you guys had a good weekend or awesome weekend or week, right? Of course, Friday was Valentine's Day, and of course, as always, down here in little old Leesville, our happening place or point, I guess you would call it, Walmart was packed down, and people were getting all kind of Valentine's stuff for their loved ones. And I hope you guys had a good Valentine's and that you just, you know, if you have a loved one there, and of course I got my wife, you know, some flowers and candy and all that, you know, she's very, I love her to death, and she treats me very well, you know. I thank God for every day that He placed her in my life. Sometimes I don't think she really realized that, but I love her to death, and you know, Valentine's is a time to be able to do that, to show your appreciation. Of course, we should do that all year long, you know. The small things that we should do for our loved ones. Maybe it's just cleaning the dishes in the sink. Most people have dishwashers, but you still have to rinse them off, right? It's all the little things that matter. And I hope every one of you guys had a good Valentine's. So happy late Valentine's Day. And always remember this, though. Remember who loved you first, or who loves you first. That is Jesus. He loved you before you were in your mother's womb. He loves you before you can. He loves you so much you can't even grasp how much He loves you. God gave His Son to die for our sins. His only Son. The blood was shed at Calvary. The blood ran red. The pain was real. Jesus felt every bit of it. And we should never forget that type of love. It's just, we don't really have, none of us can really exhibit that type of love. It's a, what they would call, a agape love. As far as we could say, it's an unconditional love, but it goes beyond unconditional. It's a sacrificial love. Putting everything aside that you think is important and just giving it all to somebody else. If you're out there walking down the street and you see somebody that's in need, giving them a hand, not walking by. Maybe a homeless person on a side of the street or road. Just giving them a Coke and a candy bar or something. I mean, but we stay so busy in this life. We stay so busy. And it's really what, you know, when I started, I wasn't planning to preach on this. But I guess the good Lord wants me to preach on it. So, I'm going to change things around here. I was going to preach on, you know, we got to, the Holy Spirit speaks, we just have to roll with it. He wants me to talk about this, so we're going to talk about it. I'm going to preach on it however you want to view it. Our reading now will be in 1 Corinthians 13. 1 through 13, and I have not wrote any notes on this, so we're just going to let the Holy Spirit guide. You know, we, you know, as preachers, we really get fixated on writing our sermons, and that's good. We're supposed to be prepped. But we also got to leave room for the Holy Spirit to operate when He's tugging on our hearts to change the direction of the message. And whoever that may need to hear it, I don't know who may need to hear this message today. maybe one person, and one person is fine. You know, you think of Jesus, and there's a passage where that one sheep, and he left that 99 to find that one sheep. You know, I was that one sheep, and a lot of us are. He went to come and tug on our hearts. He ain't going to force anything, but he tugs on our heart to come to him. If you guys bow with me, we'll have a bow me with a few moments of prayer here. Heavenly Father, as we come today, Lord, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. How wonderful and awesome your power is in our life, regardless of what we're going through, Lord. How beautiful was that you sent your Son to come to die for our sins. Nothing that he did, but everything we did. He suffered, he cried, he bled, he hurt. Even on the cross to his last dying words, Father, forgive them. The ones that torched him, the one that they scourged him and beat him and placed him on that cross. Forgive them, they know not what they do, even up to a point of death. What love can our minds grasp, that kind of love? We hear about it on Valentine's Day, of love and hearts. Lord, we can't really grasp that love. All we know is we don't deserve it, and we should always have that in our heart. Be appreciated of what you did. We should never get tired of talking about it. When we should never get tired of talking about what you did on the cross. Because it's so beautiful. Thank you, God. Thank you for bringing me into the family, and whoever's out there, bringing them into the family of God, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this message that you've laid on my heart that I'm about to preach or teach, let it go out to whoever needs to hear it. Whoever needs to hear it, Lord. Open their hearts. Open their minds to the word, Lord. If they've been hurt by somebody, Lord, let them forgive them. And love them regardless of the hurt that was done. It's hard. It's hard. But we're supposed to model our life after you, Lord. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading today is 1 Corinthians 13. You know what I'm doing? I'm just going to read the whole chapter. Then I speak with though I speak with the tongues of man and angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass, a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith, so could I have removed a mountain, and have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffer long, is kind. Charity envy not. Charity vent not itself. It is not puffed up. Do not behave itself. It do not behave itself unseemly. Seek not her own. Is not easily provoked. Think no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Charity never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I am part, but I know even as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, and charity. And these three, but the greatest of these is charity. You know, this passage is, many will call it the love chapter. But charity is beyond love. It is a higher level of love. The most best illustration is what God did for us, sending His Son, Jesus Christ, on that cross. But for that, in that whole process, and Jesus had that love, that charity in His heart that was greater. We say love because we don't really get it, and we could go to agape. Agape is a better word for it. It's a sacrificial love. I don't care what happens to me, as long as you come out okay. As long as you are saved. Even though I may perish, may die, I don't care, as long as you're okay. To me, that's profound. I don't believe many people, especially the church today, that they lack this charity. They say, oh, I'm praying for you. Oh, I'm thinking of you. But when you're in need, and you're needing help with something, and you're reaching out to your brothers and sisters, and they're thumbing their nose up to you, and it's a real problem. I've seen it. I've felt it. I've been under it. And I just scratch my head, but then I back away and I say, okay, I'm still going to love them. I'm not going to act stupid around them. Because they may need to see that charity in my heart. They may need to see that love regardless of what they're doing to me. When they have the means to help me or somebody else out, but they take it and they hoard it for themselves. They want to build their kingdom on this earth. I want to tell you, sisters and brothers, if you're doing that today, there's something wrong with your heart. Your heart is corrupt. Your heart is dirty. If this doesn't grieve your spirit when you're looking around, you have the means. God has blessed you with enough to give to others. But you take that and you're all worrying about my 401k. And I got to get that out of the car. Oh, I'm putting money for getting a house. You're hoarding all this money. God bless you so you can bless others. You know, I think of that, the rich man. He comes to Jesus and he said, I've kept the law, Jesus. I've done everything up to my youth, now. You know, God looks into his heart. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going on in your heart and my heart at this very moment and throughout the week. He knows. He knows the charity that we're doing out there. He knows, in, as we would say, the love that you're showing out there. He sees it all. You can fool me. You can fool somebody else. God sees every move you make. He knows every step you take. He knows what you're doing. This, and if you're a child of God, that should convict your heart. The lack of conviction. The lack of conviction in your heart is a sign that shows that your heart's not right. Or you're not even His. You're not even His. I'll go to the extreme every time. The lack of conviction is you're not even saved. Because it says the conviction and the chastisement. And the chastisement is that increased conviction to a point of death where you know you have to change your ways. Or you feel like you're going to die. I've been under that. But the lack of it. And I see it in the church, the lack of that for your brothers and sisters. And they just don't care. And I'm afraid that's infected a lot of our churches out there. The world from the outside looks inside and they say, how? I don't want to join that church. Why should I give my Sunday away? that person on Monday. He looks just like me. He speaks just like me. He doesn't care for nobody. He cares just for herself every day. Why should I sacrifice Sunday? Why should I live a lifestyle like that? It's just the same. I got to go to church. I got to pay my tithes. I got to give money. What is the point? We are examples when we walk out in that world of we're supposed to be Jesus' hands and feet. When we walk out in that world, and we're not. We're not. It's really that simple. Some preachers will sugarcoat it. I am not a sugarcoating preacher. I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing. I believe we're living in the last days. I believe Jesus is coming back soon. And we need to get real. We need to rise up. We need to realize, okay, I'm not doing this. I'm not showing that love I need to show to my neighbor. You know, love is such a interwoven into the scriptures. You know, you look at Jesus and he summed it up. And you know, they were talking about the commandments and this. And he said, and Jesus tells them. Two commandments. You fulfilled the whole law. I believe it's in Matthew. And of course, I can paraphrase here. I don't like paraphrasing too much. But he tells them. Let's see. The law is, you know, fulfilled in two things. And I'll have to paraphrase him. He says, you have to love Jesus. You got to love God with everything you have. He said, all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, you have to love Him. And that is the same word, love. And there is the same word used, agape, as it is used in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Agape, meaning a sacrificial love. You should be out there and like, regardless of whatever it costs, I don't care. Because it costs God everything. It should cost us everything if He calls for it. No hesitation. Jesus tells us we have to deny ourselves and we have to pick up our cross every day. Now the passage I was going to start out in is in Matthew 7. It was speaking of the two gates. And it grieves my heart today when I look at the church and the professing Christians out there. They're claiming all these false truths. And they're walking that wide gate. And they label themselves as Christians. But this is how you can tell. When you look at the Bible and they say something that's contrary to the Word of God, they're not walking the way God wants them to walk. They're distorting the Scripture. And the list goes on and on who's doing that. All you have to do is look at the media. Lady Gaga, you guys may not know her. She claims to be a Christian. If you don't believe me, look her up. You'll see exactly what she stands for. She is satanic in nature. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light to deceive as many as he can. And it's us as the children of God to point it out. And to walk a different walk that this world will see Jesus inside us. And that they will want what we want. And the key here is charity. A love. You know, there's passage said that if you're my disciples, love. You will be seen by the love that you show for your brothers and sisters. And the thing is, love can be distorted today. And they distort it. And also Matthew 7 says, judge not, lest ye be judged. They distort that too. To love, you have to look at Jesus. You have to see what He did. Jesus loved beyond what we can imagine. Somebody to die for a death that we deserve, brutality, pain, and He still loved us. But He loved us enough to tell us the truth. And today's society, you love people by telling them the truth, you immediately are assumed a hater, a bigot. When you stand on the gospel in love, and you say, okay, that is a sin. And God ain't happy with sin. He's not happy with my sin. And one of the prevalent
sin and they're all equal is homosexuality. But you can go way back in fornication, adultery, hating, lying, stealing. But the one that is trying to be normalized is homosexuality. And they're, listen, brothers, sisters, they are achieving the normal to normalize it. Because us as Christians are not standing on the fundamental principles. That is a sin. And that guy can't look on sin. It grieves his spirit. It breaks his heart. And we have to be that same way. We have to speak in love. But I want to tell you, when we speak in love, we're immediately, because we're not accepting. And we're not compromising. They're going to assume. Or they're going to just, you hate me. You hate me. No. See, Jesus loved everybody. But he spoke on truth. He said, I am the only way. I am the truth and the life. He spoke on the truth. And he spoke on hell more than anybody. Because he didn't want to see nobody to go to hell. And it grieves his heart. And it grieves my heart when I have to speak on it. And I don't want to see nobody to go there. You know, this is one reason I started this website is, you know, maybe to reach whoever, at least one person. It don't matter how many visits I get. One person may come across it and they may hear the truth of the gospel and that may change their life. And I don't even have to hear about it because it's all God. He gave me the means to start the website. He gave me the voice to speak the truth. And I'm going to speak the truth until they lock me up or kill me. And that could happen in America. I don't think many people realize how on the verge we are to that. There are certain parties in the government, if they could have their way, it would have already happened. This is real. We have to stand. And the thing I want to tell you guys about this chapter, or, you know, that very end, it says you can have faith, you can have hope, charity, but all three, but the greatest of this is charity. We will know by our charity. You know, you have, you have groups out there that will claim they have great faith and healing faith, and they're boasting about faith, and they don't really like this passage too much. You know, even you look at verse 2 here in the last part. It says, I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and not have charity. I am nothing. I am nothing. I could have faith. And you really think a mountain. I don't know if you guys ever been rock climbing, or, you know, if you ever had opportunity to just look at a mountain. And I like to mountain climb when I get the opportunity. I don't get the opportunity much, but I enjoy getting out there and, you know, climbing rock and just being alone with God out there. And you look at mountains, that's, if you have the faith to remove that mountain, first off, you can't do nothing on your own. And a lot of them miss that point. It's the Holy Spirit that operates through you. It's Jesus doing it through you. Nothing of your ability. It's all Jesus. But Jesus through you lets you remove that mountain. But you do that and you don't show love, or you don't show charity to somebody else, or showing that as an example. You are, and this is Paul's word. And that the Holy Spirit was moving through Paul to speak that. You are nothing. I am nothing. And that's strong words, right? Strong words. You know, if you look at, I mean, if you really look at this, there's impressive things that could be done. But the key point is charity. And he said, if I have hope. But charity is the key. You know, verse 7 says, bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Charity never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. There be knowledge, it shall vanish.
Well, I wanted to get in kind of the point of this sermon that God has laid on my heart, and I'm sorry I'm a little bumbly, because you know I was about to preach this one sermon and God he just wanted me to preach on this, so I'm preaching on it. And what I want to tell you is, as this weekend and Sunday rolls around, and I hope you guys have an awesome service and good teach. Make sure you go to your disciple training classes on Sunday and night, and just learn about the Word of God. But when we step out on Monday, first, a given charity in our church, with our brothers and sisters, that we need to make sure our hearts are right when we step into church. And we have brothers and sisters around us that are in need that you may be able to help. You may say, well, I don't know what my purpose in life. Maybe it's to help that person next to you that may be struggling with bills, maybe struggling with groceries, may need help all along. Well, you say, wow, that's crazy. No, that's Jesus, because he was madly in love. He gave his life the extreme. I don't think many of us would give our life for anybody today. And you can't help your brothers and sisters out there that are struggling with their bills. Come on, guys. Let's get real. And then it don't end there. That love that you show in the church, for your brother, bring it out into the world. There are needs all around us, but we don't want to look at them. Or Satan has us blind. I want to tell you, take those filters off. Take those filters off your eyes. There's people hurting all around us. God has given you opportunities. Just, and it may not be financial. It may be just listening. Maybe praying for that person right where they're at. I don't care if you're at Walmart or the gas station. It doesn't matter where you're at. Could be in the woods. It don't matter where you're at. There's real needs. We are supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We should be showing love to everybody that we see. But we also need to understand love is telling the truth. When we encounter somebody that is speaking something contrary to the scriptures, we can't compromise who we are and say, oh, that's love. They want a compromised love. And that love will send them straight to hell. And a lot of people, they want to do that. There are several big name pastors in the United States. And they don't preach on hell, and they don't preach on sin, and they believe everybody, homosexuality and etc., 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 everybody's going to heaven. Everybody. You got sin in your life, that's okay. God understands. And these people got, they're the biggest churches in America. Don't say we don't have problems in America. We got a ton of them. A spiritual problem, and we need to be spiritually awakened to the truth. And the truth is, I love you to tell you the truth. You know, if you have a child, and if I have parents out there, you'll get this. You know, your child, when they're little, they just want to touch everything, and they want to run every which way. And if you took them out in the street, they would run right in the highway. And would you just let your child run out in the highway and get ran over? No, you wouldn't. You grab them. You spank them. And they'll be like, I don't know what you're doing. This is for your, you know, that old, the saying I heard that when I was a kid. I'm doing this for your own good. Well, I don't think I'm feeling very good and I ain't tanning my hide, but that's what Jesus does. And when we're letting people around us jumping in the highway and getting ran over because we don't want, because we're afraid. We're afraid that if we speak the truth, we're going to be labeled as haters, bigoted. We will be. That's this day and age, but we should be able to take it and give it to God. Give it to God. Lord, and get that person's name. After they get done cursing you and everything, try to get their name.
and then place them on your prayer. Because one thing is, you got their name. God already knows them. You're praying for them. Things are going to happen. I promise you, one way or the other. They're going to accept Jesus or not. But at least they'll have opportunity. At least your heart will be grieved over their soul. Because you know they're lost. You know they're going to hell. You don't want nobody to go to hell. Like Jesus didn't want me to go to hell. And doesn't want you to go to hell. And he pulls on our hearts. He tugs on our hearts. He tugs on our hearts. That's, you know, a beautiful thing. He tugged on my heart for years and years, and thank the Lord, I finally got the point. But I had to learn some hard lessons in that. But I thank God for all them hard lessons. And some of the lessons are still, I'm living from the consequences of some of those lessons. But God's love, I mean, it allows me also just to feel more around me at people that are in need and the hurt. I'm more accepted to pain when I see somebody because I have pain. And you just can feel that pain. And one thing I do is I give it to Jesus, and you, that person may not know how to do that. And you just become an awesome witness for Jesus to say, hey, I'm going through that. But this is what you can do, and this is what helps me, right? Love. He loved me so much. And he wants to hear from you, and he wants to take all of that. And if he ain't going to remove that condition, he's going to give you the strength to endure. I promise you, he helps me every day to endure. And I thank him, I praise his holy name for that. As you guys, as we finish this up, I want you guys to think. When I walk out, or when I quit listening to this, will people know me by love? And not just a love, a charity, agape. Do they know me that? Do they know I'm different? Do they see that difference in me, in my life, the way I live? If not, I mean, you still have an opportunity to change it, to change your ways. And if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, I've preached probably 6, maybe 7 sermons now on this website. Just pick one and listen to it. And then always I have the where you can send me a message, and contact information is on there. If there's anybody out there that wants to invite me to preach at their church, just let me know. I have to take off work. I will. I don't care. I don't care where I have to go. Honestly, I don't care, guys. Time is getting near. And we can't. And many are going to choose not to follow Jesus. And that's going to hurt my heart. But we got to get busy for Jesus. And we got to rise. And we got to stand against all these things that are going around. That's not Christian, but being labeled as Christian. As you guys bow with me, we'll have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, just thanking you for this day and this message that you laid on my heart, God. Pray that these words just reach whoever they need to reach. There's somebody out there, Lord. You just hit me with a sermon. And I praise you for hitting me with a sermon because you were awesome. And I know there's somebody out there that needs to hear it. And I know there's somebody that needs to reach your heart. And thank you for that. Let me have the opportunity to be that. To give that message that you laid on my heart. Thank you, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, as Sunday rolls around, everybody's going to church. I hope everybody gets to church and that they're just enjoying the messages. And their brothers and sisters, and they're reaching out around them who that needs help. And they're showing love to one another. Be with them. And through the week, Lord, guide and direct our paths that points to you, Lord. And all the needs around us, let our eyes see and our ears hear. And our hands to reach. our feet to move toward that person that's laying in that gutter that needs opportunity to hear the gospel, or needs to just have somebody to listen, Lord. Thank you once again for everything you do, Lord. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen.